Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Is with Murph. Today, we're pleased to have singer Marshall Dane joining us on the show. We'll chat with Marshall about his career, music, causes that are close to his heart, and anything he's working on that he can talk about. As usual, I've got my sidekick, Emily, with me, so let's get started.
Okay.
Hey, Em.
Hey, okay, so before you ask me how you are, how I am, I'm just going to flat out tell everyone. So
yeah.
First off, guys, I had the worst week ever, but if you know me personally, you know what happened, and I'm not going to tell it on the show right now, but I'll tell you guys another time.
Exactly.
Second of all, I didn't have caffeine this morning because it broke the coffee cup, so I'm not old. Oh, got better. I didn't see this world's most sensitive face, right? So I put my makeup on this morning, just the same stuff I use every day. And when I got to school, I noticed my face was really red. Like, my face was really hot, and it was flushed. And the longer I sat all day, it started itching. My face is so swollen. I don't know if I ate something or if I put something on my skin. My face is blotchy. I have hives on my face. Like,
hey.
I
believe our guest is on. Hold on a second.
So that's
guest
how
is on.
I am, guys. So let's bring our guest on. Maybe he's having a better day than me.
Hold on a second.
Okay, that means Emily, shut up. In Cody speak.
Is this Marshall?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Marshall, how are you, man?
I am doing fantastic. I had my head buried in the studio headphones here, and looked up, and I'm like, it's 5:59 where I come. So
right.
Sorry, I'm a little bit if I'm a little behind, but it's great to be here.
That's perfectly fine. We appreciate you taking time out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to come chat with us today.
Hey, my pleasure.
We're excited. Okay, Cody, before you even say it, because I know your first thing is going to be like, hey, Emily, you want to ask a question? You go first. Emily will sit here quietly.
You know, as I was researching for this show, and reading over and listening to some things that a publicist, Michael, sent me over, I tell everybody just how you got into this whole music business thing.
Oh, well, I just kind of fell into it, and by that I mean I jumped both feet directly into the fire pit and decided to get into the music business. I started as a kid playing music, you know, I was just a little 5, maybe 6 years old playing piano, and not really good, definitely not as good as the guy up the street, you know, but I could play it enough and to enjoy it. And then I started playing guitar when I was 12, and I realized right away I was not one of those guitar players that could shred and do fast guitar licks, but I loved just playing songs. That's the only reason that's what I enjoyed about the guitar, was being able to take it anywhere and play it. So by 15, I started gigging, and when I decided to not take up my parents' invoked role of being a preacher or a minister, I decided I better get out of Dodge and take my guitar with me and prove them that I can do it in the music business and still live a good, wholesome life. So I don't know about the good, wholesome part, but I definitely have proven that I can live in the music business.
That's a good story. I feel like always the best option is just to, like, get out of Dodge, because when does that not help? Like, Emily's done that twice. I don't, you know, it works. Whatever you got to do, you got to do it.
Yeah,
exactly. It's a change of scenery to help.
It does,
you know, train, just to give yourself a little bit of a restart.
Yeah. I mean, I just moved from the same place I lived for 10 years with my family, because I still live with my parents. I'm only 17, but our whole family just moved from Ohio to Tennessee after we lived in Ohio 10 years, and I like it. Everybody's like, I can't believe you wanted to move in high school, and I'm like, I was homeschooled. I don't care. It's not a big deal, but now I go to actual school. Hey, homeschooling is actual school. I can't believe I said that, but now I go to a public school, and I actually like it. Everyone's like, but you're a senior in high school, and you don't even know anyone. Like, Who cares? That means nobody knows me and nobody has some preconceived opinion of me, and now I can just
exactly.
make them think whatever I want them to think.
Exactly.
Exactly. Growing up, first off, your dad is a preacher, first off. So, growing up, were you kind of pushed into the ministry, kind of, sort of, or how did that happen?
Into the ministry?
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't pushed into it. It was just part of what you did where I came from, you know, like in growing up in the environment that I had. That's just, I mean, the boys became ministers, and that was it. Your job really wasn't a focus. It was all about, you know, putting in hours of work throughout the week to help the congregation out.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
that's
that was
where I came from too.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was natural. It gave me, you know, a little bit of that. I don't know if it's just that evangelical kind of vibe. You know, sometimes you get up on a platform or on a stage, and you feel like you've got a strong message you got to get out, and you've really got to make sure you deliver it the right way. So you have to do it with the same character and muster that, you know, you'd expect from somebody delivering a good speech, a good sermon, another great rock concert or something, you know. So I think it helped. Got no fear of the audience from a real early age.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And a lot of people talk about being nervous, and I've never had that problem. Like, I'm also a singer, and I act. Like, I do theater, all that stuff. I've never, I mean, okay, when I was, like, maybe 5, 6, I was afraid of, like, a crowd of people, but I like to talk. I don't, and, you know, if I have something to say, I want everyone to hear it. So, I mean, I'm just never that way. And everybody's like, I'm so nervous. We have a show, we have a concert, whatever. And I'm like, let's go do it. I'm not even nervous at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that. Like, and I'm just, like, so comfortable, you know? It doesn't bother me. Cody gets nervous over stuff, but, like, it doesn't bother me a bit. And, like, nothing. Like nothing that gets thrown at me with this show either that bothers me. Like, some guests. Like, we have a lot of guests on this show. A lot of TV soap stars. And even, like, the big ones who I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've loved you forever. Doesn't even make me nervous.
Yeah. Well, that's just human.
I can do it.
That's it.
Yep. Okay, Cody, I'll shut up. You can talk.
go ahead with what you're going to say, Em. Did you have any questions or anything?
I was going to say anything else. I was going to let you talk first. Live questions?
Okay.
Well, I can always ask questions.
Yes, you can.
Emily has plenty of things to
fire
say.
Fire away.
Okay. So, musically, who are some of your inspirations or just your personal favorites?
When I was a kid, my parents had really cool, like, 70s music. So they had, like, cool Simon and Garfunkel. Maybe that's late 60s. But they had a lot of that stuff still kicking around. Albums like Kenny Rogers' Greatest Hits. This Canadian artist out here named John Denver. Johnny Denver is, I mean, my father, just because they were simple three-chord songs, my dad could play those songs. He only knew four chords, so, you know, that those kind of artists that would play that kind of music would be what would be around the house. Now, said that, these days, I am all over the gospel of Zac Brown and the dirt and grit of Eric Church. I like those two cats. I like their vibe.
You are now my new best friend, Marshall.
I know it's coming. I was waiting on it, Cody.
You are now my new best friend. I love them.
Favorite.
I love them.
Yeah, you have good taste. I'm totally... See, I like when people come... Okay, I hate when people come on the show and I ask them that question and they list some artists that I think suck. I know it sounds bad, but this happened to me before. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But, like, see, you actually have good taste. Like, you know, you can hang out with us.
Exactly.
Thanks. That's great.
Okay, so Cody, go ahead. I asked that one. You can ask another one.
You know, I checked out, like I said, a lot of your stuff. I checked out a lot of your stuff. I am loving other stuff I've been hearing. When are we going to get possibly a brand new music from you?
Possibility of getting what from me, sorry, brother?
A brand new music.
Oh, brand new music is just around the corner. I mean, it'll be in 2015 for sure, but
awesome.
I'm right in the process right now, like even before I called in, and once we go, I'm working here in the studio on trying to just lay down basic work, what they call work tapes, of all the
mm-hmm.
writing I'm doing. And so, to me, I don't do it all the time, so I'm a little slower at it as opposed to those cats.
Right.
So those cats are just fast as pie. But anyways, so yeah, I'm working at that and all these new tunes and getting into them and getting into the exact where I want the melody to be and where the right
mm-hmm.
rhythm is for the vocal line. It's so exciting. I can't wait for you guys to get it. The lyrics are the best lyrics I've ever written in my life.
Oh, I can't wait. You know,
yeah, I'm excited.
And when I'll tell you both how this interview happened today. I'll tell you both because I'm not sure even M knows. I had a singer on a few weeks ago who your publicist Michael also follows on Twitter, and Michael reached out to me and said, "Hey, I've got this a roster of artists that if you want them on your show anytime, just let me know." I was like, "Okay, wow, that's pretty cool." So I reached out to Michael about 2 weeks ago or so, and set this up, and here we are. So.
Yeah, I knew part of that story, but he didn't really tell me all that because he doesn't tell me stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little secretive about that kind of stuff, but anyway. But and going back to Michael and all that, Michael's just a great guy. I mean, he's one of the few publicists that I know that will do anything for you. Just a great guy, and you can tell him that.
Yeah, right on. I'll pass that along for sure. And he's been nothing but cool beans with myself and my partner Kevin there on the
mm-hmm.
team. So
mm-hmm.
good people make them go around, baby.
Oh, absolutely. Em, did you have anything?
I knew it was coming. I was just waiting on my name.
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Well, okay.
You know it was coming.
Let me preface this by saying I have not actually had time to do much research about your music because, this is a little bit early. Like, we booked this kind of close, you know. Normally, we're booked a little farther out, so I have time. Plus, I've just had a really bad week at school, and, like, some craziness is happening. But I promise I'm going to listen to all of your music, like, eventually when I get to take a breath. But I'm very excited to, like, hear anything new. And, of course, we're going to promote you and all that stuff because we do that.
Absolutely.
But let me think of a good question because my questions are boring. Like, I feel like we need to talk about something interesting. Okay, let's see. What are some TV shows, stuff like that? I know that's not related to music, but TV shows, anything like that you're watching right now, what's your favorite stuff?
I ended up watching The Walking Dead. And
I feel like everyone caves and watches that eventually.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not a gore guy, and I don't like, I even saw those movies. I tried watching
mm-hmm.
them. I tried, and I'm about 4 minutes in, and I'm hyperventilating and starting to get queasy, and I mean,
yeah, I'm the same way.
But this, it's kind of like watching, like, the old Terminators or something like that. Like, it's not, I mean, Transformers might look violent, but you know darn well it's not real. It's just graphics. And so when you're watching it, I get more intrigued by the costumes and the makeup artist that has to, and or the poor person, the actor or actress that has to sit there all day long getting that makeup put on for just a few scenes. But it was a really good, you know, that was kind of interesting. Before that, I've just been kind of watching some documentaries. I was watching some prison documentaries, and I just kind of random movies. I'm a big fan of the kind of the Marvel comic movies. I love, like, the Avengers and, you know, the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Man and Captain America and Thor, and I love all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into the gore stuff either. Like, I was watching an episode of Criminal Minds yesterday, and I'm sitting here, and they're doing all this crazy stuff, and I'm like, this show is so messed up. Like, why?
Yeah, I don't mind those investigative kind of movies or TV shows, too. I enjoy those. That's what we watch when we're on the road, and we're trying to follow.
Yeah, Law & Order's my favorite, so, like, I love that, but Criminal Minds is getting out there these days with some of the stuff they're doing, and I was watching it yesterday. Like, my parents had it on, and I'm like, why? This show is so messed up. Like, this is honestly craziness. Like, they just think of the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I like The Mentalist. I enjoy that one as well.
Yeah, I like that, too. My parents like that one a lot. I like Law & Order. I'm, like, 70, okay? I watch Law & Order, like, all of them from the 90s, too. Like, that's my thing. I love Law & Order, and I love CSI. I like the crime shows and the medical shows, but not the gross ones. Like, if it comes on after 10 o'clock at night, you know it's going to be gross and gory, and I don't really want to watch that. Because there's that one show that, what's that one show that comes on, like, 10? Oh, Night Shift? I don't know if that's still a thing. It was last year. They had this new show when it was, like, on at, like, 10:30, and it was Night Shift. And it was about the ER, and there was some crazy stuff going on, and it was gross. And I'm normally into that, and not that one. Crazy stuff going down on that show. But whatever. Okay, Cody, your turn.
Speaking of kids' shows,
we're doing this in an orderly fashion. I'm so proud of us.
Exactly. Because I'm going to be honest with you here. Most of our interviews are, let's just say,
crazy.
Organized chaos.
No, it's not even organized chaos. Like, most of our shows, it's just flat-out craziness. Honestly, like, we don't even ask questions. It's more of, like, us talking for half an hour, and then, like,
pretty much.
Like, hey, it's been half an hour. We just get crazy. But, you know, being organized today.
But what I wanted to say was getting back to TV shows, and this interview of yours that I watched on YouTube. Correct me if I'm wrong. Your sister worked on the show Rookie Blue as a music assistant or something, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. That one and some other TV show. Mm-hmm. TV show as well, yeah.
Rookie Blue is like my favorite summer show ever.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's
that
cool.
I just love that show. It's one of the best.
Right on, right on. Cool. I'll pass that over.
Awesome. Let's see if I've got anything else. If you weren't in the music business, what could you see yourself doing right now if you weren't in the music business? Hello?
Yeah, if I wasn't in the music business.
Oh, my co-host. My co-host just dropped off, but she'll call back in probably. So if you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't in the music business, well, before I got into the music business, I wore a suit and tie for a couple years,
mm-hmm.
and.
Right.
That really wasn't my bag. I mean, I don't mind it, but it wasn't my thing. I like
mm-hmm.
it once in a while, but so I would probably go into either teaching, you know, like maybe public school,
mm-hmm.
teaching music as well as, you know, whatever else I got. And or I'd probably become like a bartender and just travel the world.
Nice. I also wanted to, just to kind of round out the interview right here, I also wanted to talk about your first paying gig, $35 and a cheesecake.
Yeah. And that was only a piece of cheesecake. It was not no whole cheesecake.
Right.
Yeah. It was, I was 10 years old. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Just.
All right. Yeah, I was 15, and I went into this little cafe to try and be a waiter, and because they were looking for they had a little sign in the window to so apply inside. So me and my friends used to go there all the time for coffee after church and be throughout the week. And I remember when I asked the guy, he said, "Well, how old are you?" And I said, 15. He goes, "We got to be 16 to serve alcohol," and they served alcohol in there. So I said, "Oh," he says, "Well, but I also hear you play music," and I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, some guy from a band called Honeymoon Suite," which was a big band up in Canada at one point. He goes, "Some guy from that band walked in here, and he wanted $100 to play for the night." I told him he was out of his mind. He goes, "But you play, don't you? Why don't you play here?" And he goes, "I'll pay you $35 and a piece of cheesecake." And I thought that was just a great deal.
Nice.
For 6 months, I played every Friday and Saturday night on the stage by myself. Learned a whole bunch of songs instantly.
Yeah. And just to kind of finish things up here, this is kind of just a fun little thing I'm doing. I'll be in the Toronto area next fall. So.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. So,
oh, cool.
I'm going up there to see the Blue Jays play.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
And it'll be my second or a third time in Canada. So.
Cool, man. Well, hey, enjoy yourself. We welcome you.
It's a beautiful country up there. I absolutely love it up there. It's beautiful.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, it's a nice place.
Mhm. I think it'll about do it. I wanted to thank you for taking time to come on, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want, and we'd love to have you back on again anytime, okay?
Right on, brother. Thanks kindly for your time, and I really appreciate you guys bringing me on, and when you talk to M next, you tell her I say hello and goodbye.
All righty. And we'll be promoting your stuff here on Twitter and on Facebook. I will absolutely be promoting anything you do, okay?
Excellent, brother. Well, thanks kindly. You can let your listeners know that they can find, all things Marshall Dane at marshalldane.com.
All right, I'll do it.
Cool, brother.
All right.
Have a great day now.
Take care of yourself.
Ciao.
All right, man, bye. That was fun, wasn't it, Dan?
Wait, can I actually talk?
Yeah.
I thought I was on mute because you didn't ever bring me back on. I would have said something. Now I feel bad.
You dropped, and then,
I dropped, and then I came back, but it didn't tell me I was unmuted because it doesn't do that anymore. And I didn't know if I could actually talk or not because I didn't know if I was on mute. Oops. Damn. Oh, well. He was cool.
Oh, well. And Marshall's a cool guy, isn't he?
Yep. Okay, guys, announcements and yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Oh.
I don't even know.
We have a huge announcement.
Wait, before we start, wait. Happy 9-year GH-iversary to Laura Wright, who plays my favorite homegirl, Carly Jack from General Hospital. We are so thrilled she's played Carly for like 9 years and hopefully 9 more or 9 plus more. That'd be amazing.
I remember the exact moment. As she first started on GH, I remember the exact moment.
Yeah, that's a little before my time, buddy. But, yeah, happy anniversary to her. And it's somebody else's birthday, and I feel bad because I can't remember who's.
Whose birthday is it? Oh, Amir Allen.
Yes, happy birthday, Emmy. We love you here.
Yes, we do, Em.
We want you on our show, so hop on it.
Yes.
Anyways,
on it.
Announcement. Wait, can we do it in sync together? Our big announcement?
Huge announcement. One,
okay,
two,
guys.
Three.
100th radio show.
Yes, exactly. 100th radio show.
That wasn't in sync, but we tried, man.
Yes, we tried. A 100th radio show this Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 Central. I'm finally in Central Time, and now you're effing with my brain, man.
At 5 p.m. Central, be here.
be here or be a loser, because if you're not here, you're a loser.
I do have...
Well, I'm mean today. What's wrong?
I do have a few surprises planned.
Oh, by the way, guys, Cody has some surprise plans for me, and I don't know what it is, but he's putting my mama in on it and my sister, and I don't got a clue. Like, he told my sister...
That's one surprise. I'm not...
Who told my mother, and
I'm not talking about...
Tell me.
I'm not talking about Friday night surprise. That's a whole other surprise.
Yeah, he has
for
a
you.
Surprise for me, and I have absolutely no idea what it is.
That's a whole other surprise.
He told Megan, and Megan told my parents, and my parents and Megan all and Cody are all in on this, and I don't have a clue.
Yes,
but
you
I'm
are.
Excited, and I don't want it. They promised they won't tell, and they're like, I'm not ruining it. And I was like, okay, I like surprises, especially from Cody, because they're normally huge. Guys, I just want to do a quick little thing, because you guys, okay. Everyone who has been there for me this past week, I appreciate you so much. Honestly, like, it has been the worst week. And if you know me personally, you know what happened. If not, and you're really curious, because I know y'all are nosy just like I am, you can send me a message or whatever, and I'll tell you. It's not a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal, but at the same time, it's not like something, you know, earth-shattering that I can't tell you.
Right.
But I had a really bad weekend, so I appreciate everyone who stepped up and was there for me. I know Cody's so tired of hearing about it. And he listened to me anyway without complaining. He was there for me every single day. He listened to me cry. He listened to me yell. He did it all. I appreciate everyone who helped me out last week, because I really needed it. And I am feeling a lot better this week. Not totally okay yet, but I'm getting getting past the issues. So it's okay. I'm not suicidal or anything, guys. It's nothing crazy
I'm not
like that.
Suicidal or anything.
Well, no, because I feel like that's what people jump to at my age.
Right, exactly.
Just some craziness that happened at school, not between me and some friends, just some stuff that went on.
Some stuff that happened.
It's really sad, honestly. Like, it's a really terrible situation that I shouldn't, like, I feel like if everyone involved had done their jobs, nobody would have had to know. Nobody, students, none of the students would have had to know, but fortunately we all got personally involved, and it sucks, but we're going to be okay. We're standing together, and I just, everyone, all of you guys out there who have been there for me this week, I know you're so tired of hearing about it, but you guys, seriously, it means so much to me that you listened to me complain about it, because I called Cody Wednesday morning, and I was crying, and he just, like, listened. Like, he didn't say, oh, my gosh, get over it, stop crying. No, he was just there for me Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, and today, and probably for the next, like, 2 weeks till I get a vacation.
A week
so,
or so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I'm thinking, like, once I get out of school, we have another week next week, and then we have only 2 days of school the week after that, and then we get out for Thanksgiving. Once I get out of here and I go on vacation and spend some time with my family, because everyone knows how much Emily loves that and seeing my aunts and my uncles and my grandparents, once I get that time away from here, I'm going to be okay. It's just dramatic right now. Like, you know, I just, this is the first issue I've had since I moved here, and I moved to a really small town. You guys know I'm from the city. I'm from Cincy. I moved to a really small town where everybody knows everything. Like, I'm surprised there's not a flashing billboard announcing all the drama, because why not? Not here in Nixon. I went to Burke's Outlet on Thursday night, and the cashier asked me what was happening. And I was like, girl, you don't even want to know. It's a mess. But, like, it's that big a deal around here. Like, people at Burke's, it's in the paper, it's on the news. There was some stuff that went down at school. Nobody's, like, going to jail. Nobody's, like, killing people. It's all good, guys. Just some rumors.
Just
but
let me know.
I appreciate everyone who has been there for me, and that's why I've been off. I have not been very present on Twitter, and if you've sent me messages and I haven't responded to you, that's probably why I've been really out of it this week. Like, I've just been in a really... At first, I was in, like, this state of shock, and then I was like, oh, I'm a little better, and then I was just really sad, and I'm still really sad, but I appreciate everyone. No, I'm not going to kill myself. No, I'm not, like, going to cut myself. I'm not going to do anything weird, guys. I'm good.
No.
I'm not like that, but it's just...
I don't
want to
lose my best friend.
Right now. Yeah, it just sucks right now, and it's going to be okay. You know, we've all got each other, and we're going
to
be fine.
We've all got crap to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got their things, and y'all know I'm always here to listen, and I'm going to be fine. It's just a big, dramatic situation, but everyone who's been there for me, I appreciate you, like, more than anything, because I know Cody does not, he won't admit it, but he is so tired of hearing me talk about everything that's going down, and I know that he really could care less, but he's listening to me because it's me. He doesn't really care, he doesn't know the people involved, but since I'm involved, it makes him care, so, you know, you guys just need to know that Cody's, like, the most amazing best friend ever. And I don't know what I would have done this past week without Cody, because he listened to me complain, and and cry and yell and everything, and didn't even complain once. So that's all.
Are you
anyway,
intentionally trying to make me cry?
No, I'm not, but I'm just like, God, this is so rough, and like, if I have been off, if I have not, I know I haven't been on Twitter, if I have been out of it, that's why, guys, I just had some stuff going on. Like, there's no easy way to sum this up, but basically some stuff happened. A teacher who was very important to me and many other people, there was a resignation, and out of the blue, we had no warning, and then it wasn't handled very well by the school staff, meaning, like, you know, interference and grief control, that wasn't handled well. That made it worse. It was just rough, and Cody has been there for me, and he's the most amazing best friend ever, and seriously, you should all be jealous that he's my best friend and not yours, because homegirl is lucky. So,
okay.
I appreciate you, and I love you, and we're going to stop with the sentimental crap right now, because we've been doing this for 2 days, and guys, he's amazing. I love you, Cody. Thank you so much for everything, and not complaining, because if you want to complain, go ahead. I don't care. It won't bother me.
On a brighter note.
On a brighter note, we have, like,
on a brighter note,
coming on the show soon.
Yes, we do. You know, and getting back to the surprise I have planned for you way, way, way in the future.
How way in the future are we talking?
I don't know yet.
Okay,
I don't know yet.
Are we talking like a year? Like, are we talking? Okay. Time frame. Can you just no? Don't tell
it
me
depends.
How long. Just give me one clue.
It depends on if. And if several elements fall into place, it depends. I don't know.
Okay, can I have one clue? Just one clue and see if I can guess.
It won't be too far in the future.
In
the not-so-distant future.
Okay, so where are we talking after we get back from hiatus?
Probably about 2 months.
He will not tell me. It's driving me freaking crazy. I almost hit the F word. Guys, we need a cush jar at Weekdays with Murph. We need an online piggy bank where we can swipe our cards. I made that joke at school today. We were having our little theater class thing, and like we were playing a game, and I kept cussing because I was losing. And I was like, "Y'all, if we have a
if this surprise
here,
happens, M.
Yes.
If this surprise happens, you will lose your ish. That's
ish,
all I'm gonna say.
I love that you said that. I love that you're like wouldn't say shit because I just said it, and no one cares.
Cody,
no one listens
your
to us.
Ish. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're... And guys, okay, here's the thing, guys. Though I told them today, I was like, we need a curse jar in here. Do you know how much drama club money we could raise if we had to put a quarter in there every time we cussed? Because when we're playing a game and Emily's not winning, Emily doesn't...
no comment. I can only imagine.
Okay, and there's some games we play that are challenging and that irritate me to no end. And, like, today we were playing a game where you had to figure out the pattern, and I was like, I could not figure it out, and it went on for 20 minutes, and I was like, F this. Like, I'm done. I feel like I should just put 20
I can only
in
imagine how
in.
How far, or, how.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of those people, but they have to
I can only imagine how,
family.
How full that change jar would be. I can only imagine.
Could you imagine, like, we could have enough money to go to Disney World if, like, that was the case.
Or the Emmys, exactly.
Megan said hi, Cody.
Hey, Megan.
He said hey. She left, but, you know, she came in.
But anyway, whatever.
She shut the door. Anyway, okay, I want a clue about the surprise. Just one small clue. You can give me the most cryptic clue ever, and losing your shit is not a clue, so that doesn't count.
Losing your shit is not a clue.
Because there's so many
say,
things I would lose it over, man. You don't get it.
I will say this.
I lost
Singer.
Something to Carly. Singer.
Singer.
Okay, Dude, you mess with me so much. Singer,
you know
I'm trying
you love
to think.
It.
I do love it, but I hate it at the same time. But, like,
you know
I
you
love,
love
him
it
so much, guys. Like, seriously, though, like, you don't understand, guys. I love Cody so much that it doesn't even bother me. Like, he could piss me off. I wouldn't care. Like, I don't care. Seriously, I don't think there's anything he could do that would piss me off. Like, he's done it all already. So, like, everything that we could have possibly already done... Like, we've been through it all already, so, I mean, hey.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're stuck with me, man.
That's deep.
That's the only I'm getting. If I, okay,
only
wait a minute.
You're
if
getting
I guess,
until...
If I guess...
Until
I
something happens.
...that I'm correct.
Hmm.
No, don't do that. We're not doing that. We're not going to play the guessing game. I'm just going to hold it in my mind and think of all the singers I love. And that I want to marry, because there's half of them are that kind. Hashtag devoted.
You may not
want to
marry this one because it's a female.
Hashtag devoted to Nicholas Cassidy, and yeah, I squeezed it in there. You bet you know, every show we have, I'm going to get it in there. Let's get there.
M, you may not want to marry this one because it's a female. So.
Well, okay, I don't swing that way, guys. Just in case
exactly,
you're
that's why I said that.
I don't swing that way, children.
That's why I said
I'm
that.
I'm not into that. It's men for me, okay?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, and Cody doesn't swing that way either, because when I talk about how hot Nicholas Cassidy is, he's like, I'm not saying anything. He's like,
yeah,
let's
no comment over here.
He's like, let's take a moment for Carrie Underwood. So, like,
yeah, let's take a moment for that. But
what's the name? I love when he gets hyped. No. Every show we have, I somehow managed to get us to the point where I'm like, hey, Tyler, Christopher, marry me. So I've done it twice tonight. We're there already. If you're still listening to us at this point, God bless you and your family and your sons and your grandkids. Like, just, I mean, honestly, at this point, this is a hot freaking mess. I don't know.
It is a hot mess at this point, isn't it?
I mean, hey, guys, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. I haven't had caffeine today, and my skin is burning. But it's not from the lack of caffeine. It was during this before the caffeine thing.
You know,
I might have a food allergy. We don't know.
That's a recap on your surprise.
Yes.
You will lose your ish over a female country singer.
Female country singer. That's a lot of them, man. There's so many of them.
Yes.
Like, there's so many I want to be. I just want to grow up and be Martina McBride.
You'll lose your issue over a female country singer.
Okay, wait a minute. Have we discussed in the past having this person on our show?
Yes.
But that's still a lot of people.
And it's all you're getting out of me.
Yeah, because, like, see, we were talking to that one record label, and then we talked about, see, I'm not going to say names because in case anything doesn't happen. Guys, I don't want to disappoint, not that anyone listens
right.
to us, but there's several women that I mentioned and that we discussed, so that's not hardly a fair question because we discussed several.
And that's all you're getting out of me.
In other news, guys, when I grow up, I'm going to be Martina McBride. Just kidding, not really. Although I must admit, guys, earlier I was getting it done with some Sheryl Crow. Listened to that song.
Hey,
yes.
Did you catch the 15 country music songs that changed?
No, because my parents had to record 5,000 freaking things last night, and I didn't get to watch it because they were recording NCIS and something else, and you can't record three, and you can if you record two, you have to
right.
watch one, which is a real scam. So
it was kind of epic. It was epic.
I know Martina, did they have Broken Wing on there? Because if they didn't, it doesn't count. Are you serious? They did not have Broken Wing on that special. Like, how did that not change country music? It did, because she was the first woman.
They did have Martina McBride's Independence Day on there.
Okay, well, that's just as good, because Independence Day was before Broken Wing, and she was the first female that was really a powerhouse, just kicked butt.
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl better
they did have that
better
on there.
Been involved. That's my jam. You guys
want
to know something?
Do you want the top three?
Yes. Please.
Number three. Where were you when the world stopped turning? Alan Jackson.
Love that song. That's in my
number two.
Oh.
Number two. He Stopped Loving Her Today, George Jones.
Yes.
And number one, Patsy Cline, Crazy.
That's so true right there. That is, like, I agree with that. But I also think that, was there some Tammy Wynette in there? Because that should have been the thing. And
Stand By Your Man was, like, number 10.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, I could totally have written that show because I just got you four. I seriously,
exactly.
like, four of those ones I already knew. I'm trying to think. Conway Twitty, he should have been involved.
No.
Was he involved? Are you serious? Like, see, they ruined it. There should have been some Conway. Like, don't you agree here? Conway, come on.
I agree. There was no Conway. I agree, though.
What about Kenny Rogers?
Yes, there was. The Gambler made it.
Kenny and what made it?
The Gambler and...
that should
and
make it. That was voted the number one best country song of all time, and I don't
The Gambler and... Islands in the Stream.
That's to see, when you say Kenny Rogers, for sure, I was like, that's what I'm thinking. Dolly and Kenny, Good Times. Those were
those
sure
made it.
I love that. That's my jam, too. I listen to that song, and I sing Dolly's part.
Both versions of I Will Always Love You made it.
Both versions? Why did both versions make it? Whitney Houston's not a country singer.
Well,
Dolly's
version originally made it.
I know.
They just mentioned. They just mentioned Whitney's version, but Dolly's version is the one that actually made it.
See, I feel like no matter what kind of special it is, they have to cram Whitney Houston in there.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna get slammed for that comment. Wait, who else needs to be on there? Like, anyway, I'll read up on it later. But what
Tim McGraw.
Tim
I Live Like You Were Dying made it.
When you said Tim McGraw, I was literally just about to say Live Like You're Dying. Like, see, I could have written this special.
Yes, you could have.
When they said, okay, honestly, I saw the commercial for it, and I wanted to watch it, but there were so many things recording. But last night I was listening to, you know, on the way home today, I was walking the driveway, and I was listening to Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. I sang Sheryl's part. I'm not even going to lie. I was getting it done, too.
You know,
I
that long...
Did I phantom text you the other day? And by phantom text you, I mean, like, did I think I texted you something? And because I went back through our messages and couldn't find it. Did I tell you that I thought I should play on the show sometime?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't,
you did
I
that.
I typed it and didn't send it. No, I typed it, like,
yeah, you sent it,
twice.
Yeah, you sent it.
I didn't find it. No, because then we started typing something else, and then we got distracted.
I'm not going to lie
we started tweet stalking.
No shame, not going to lie here. Every time that, that guitar solo from a pitcher comes on, I have to air guitar it.
I just get it done because, like, see, it starts out all chill, sort of, and then she's like, I haven't heard, or no, she's like, I ain't seen you in 3 damn days. And I'm like, yes, girl, preach. I just,
preach,
goddammit,
preach.
Cheryl Crow just takes us to church. Oh, I got to church this morning with some Alabama. Were they on that countdown? Because they should have been.
No.
Alabama wasn't on there. I'm going to have to complain to ABC. But they blocked me on Twitter, so I'll have to call.
Folsom Prison Blues was on there.
Of course it was.
Conway.
I know every word to that song.
Yeah.
So, you know. Anyway, what was I saying? I forgot. Shoot. Oh, this morning I was listening to the gospel station because it always makes me feel better when I'm in a bad mood, and Alabama's Let's All Go Down to the River came on, and I was like, they took me to church this morning.
Man. You know, I think Alabama is the single greatest band in this entire world.
That. Oh, well, I think country band. I think the best band of all time is the Eagles.
Who?
Because you see the Eagles. Like, you can't hardly fight
the
Eagles.
Yes. Oh, yes. Alabama's the single greatest
country band
in this entire world.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think, honestly, like, the greatest country singer, and I'm going to get slammed because everybody says it's George Jones, but the only reason they're saying that is because he just died. The best country singer of all time, in my personal opinion, guys, is Conway Twitty, because nobody did it like Conway did. And if you did it first, Conway did it better.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and if you did it after him, it was never the same.
I'm going to let you go, I think, because number one, we're almost at the time. And number two, I got a...
Number two, Emily needs to take a shower.
Up here.
Y'all know what happened. Wait, they don't need to know. I tweet about it. They don't need to know.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our chat with a super cool Marshall Dane. A Friday on the show is our 100th episode, and next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we're welcoming the super talented, super sweet Miss Abby Scott to the show. And she may play a little bit for us. I think it's gonna cover it for the announcements. So. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.